Okay, let's dive right in. Today we're tackling, well, a really urgent issue here in the U.S., the intense financial squeeze on independent rural doctors.
Yeah, and on the communities they serve, it's really reaching a critical point for access to care.
Absolutely. And to help us unpack this, we're looking closely at one source in particular.
Right. It's an article called From Revenue Risk to Resilience, A New Financial Model for Rural Physicians. It's by Meredith Kirchner.
And our mission for this deep dive, we want to get to grips with the main problems the article points out. You know, how things like medical debt and old financial models fuel the crisis.
And then explore the solutions it brings up, like this idea of financing with compassion and rethinking the whole care model.
Sounds like there might be some surprising angles in there.
Definitely some innovative thinking.
So let's start with the context the article lays out. What's the scene like for rural healthcare right now?
Well, it's pretty tough. The article talks about declining numbers of independent doctors in these areas.
And rural hospitals are struggling too, right? Closing sometimes.
Exactly. So the smaller independent practices end up carrying a much heavier load. They don't have the big administrative or financial backup of larger health systems.
Makes sense. And who are their patients, typically?
Often older, lower income, more diverse populations, they tend to rely more on government payers, Medicare, Medicaid, which, you know, usually pay less than commercial insurance.
And less commercial insurance overall means patients face higher out-of-pocket costs.
That's right. The article actually mentions a record high percentage of U.S. adults are now considered cost desperate. They just can't afford the care they need.
Wow. And that hits these rural communities particularly hard.
Disproportionately, yes.
Okay, so that brings us to the first big problem the article digs into. The traditional financial metrics, they don't really work here.
That's a key argument. Things like margin per patient, which might work in other businesses, are kind of unsuitable for rural doctors.
Why is that?
Because they feel a real responsibility to treat everyone who walks in the door. They can't just cherry pick the profitable services or patients like a maybe larger specialized clinic could.
So it's like the usual business rules actually punish them for doing the right thing. Medically and ethically.
In a way, yeah. Margins are already thin because of lower reimbursements, and then you add rising uncompensated care because they won't turn people away. It creates this dangerous gap.
A gap that leads straight into the next major issue, medical debt. The article says it's actively fueling the crisis.
It really emphasizes this. And maybe counterintuitively, medical debt is often higher in rural counties compared to the national average.
Higher, wow. And the impact is huge, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. It damages credit, causes massive financial stress, people skip prescriptions, they delay treatments they desperately need.
And this isn't just people with no insurance.
No, not at all. High deductible plans mean even insured folks can get hit with massive unexpected bills they simply can't pay up front.
Which means they wait. Things get worse.
Exactly. They end up in the ER with something that could have been managed much earlier and cheaper in primary care. And those ER bills, often they go unpaid, digging the financial hole even deeper for the practice.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
So what about solutions? The article talks about a big shift, starting with financing with compassion.
Yes, this is a really interesting part. It proposes a more proactive, patient-first way to handle the money side.
And this connects to the author, Meredith Kirchner, and her work at Curé.
Right. The article mentions her role there, and Curé's focus is on these innovative financial solutions, specifically to improve patient access. Their mission, essentially, is to lower the financial risk for providers from patient bills while making care more affordable and accessible for the patients themselves.
Okay, so how does this financing with compassion actually work, then?
Well, instead of chasing money after the care, which can really strain the doctor-patient relationship, this model offers clear, affordable payment options right at the start. Think more like how retail does financing.
Like offering payment plans, maybe 0% interest up front.
Exactly. The provider gets paid quickly. The article suggests within like 48 hours, even if the patient pays it off over several months.
That sounds well, like it directly tackles the unpaid bills and the access problem.
Yeah.
Patients know they can afford it, so they get the care.
That's the idea. The article points out patients are more likely to go ahead with treatment, less likely to cancel. It helps the patient, protects the relationship, and cuts down on collections. It aligns perfectly with that Curé mission we talked about.
A potential win-win. But financing isn't the only piece, is it? The article also mentions expanding the care model.
Right. It's about shifting the definition of success to healthy patients, healthy practices. It's a broader view.
So not just the bottom line, but the community's health and the practice's ability to serve it long term.
Precisely. This involves using advanced practice providers, APPs, like nurse practitioners, physician assistants, to help extend care, handle routine stuff, which frees up physicians for more complex cases.
Makes sense. And telehealth, that seems crucial for rural areas.
It absolutely has potential, and the article acknowledges that, but it also flags the real barriers: patchy broadband, regulations that haven't quite caught up, and inconsistent payment for virtual visits.
So policy changes are needed there, but practices can start making internal changes now.
That seems to be the message. Take action internally while advocating for broader change.
So bringing this back to you, our listener, why should you care about these rural healthcare struggles?
Well, fundamentally, it's about access to care. It affects the health of entire communities, the ability of essential local doctors to stay open. This could impact you or people you know, directly or indirectly.
Okay, let's wrap up this deep dive on Meredith Kirshner's article. The big takeaway seems to be that rural healthcare is under massive strain from old financial habits and medical debt.
But there are paths forward. Strategic shifts like this patient-first financing championed by folks like Cure, aiming to cut provider risk and boost patient access and expanding how care is delivered, offer real routes to resilience.
As the article puts it, doctors shouldn't have to choose between good patient care and keeping their practice afloat. The right tools can help bridge that gap.
Exactly. It is possible to have both healthy patients and healthy practices.
Which leaves us with a final thought to chew on. If borrowing patient-friendly financing ideas from retail seems so effective, where else outside of traditional healthcare could we look for innovative answers to these deep financial problems?